What did the Raiders get with Prince Amukamara? Can he challenge for a starting cornerback position?
I think so. I like Prince here in town. I think you've got a veteran guy who's a smart player. He's a good leader. He's good at the line of scrimmage. He's infrequently penalized. I think he'll provide good leadership for what I believe to be a pretty young Raiders secondary. You know, he's not going to come up with a ton of interceptions. I think he had three back in 2018 when that defense was creating 36 takeaways and their pass rush was as good as any in the league. A good, solid player. They didn't get rid of him here in Chicago because they didn't like him. They got rid of him for business reasons because he was scheduled to make $9 million and on the wrong side of 30. They thought the best decision was to cut him loose and let him move on. If he was making less money, I think that they would be more than happy to have kept him. But to me, this was totally a business decision. I think this is a nice signing for the Raiders.
So the big question here in Las Vegas, now that we have the Raiders, is what they're building on offense and what they tried to do in the draft, which is get guys who can stretch the field. But they've got a quarterback in Derek Carr who appears to not be super comfy stretching the field.
Yeah, I've always been a bigger Carr fan probably than most, and that probably puts me in the crosshairs of a lot of people. Such a difficult position to play. I just don't know. You guys could probably tell me more than I could tell you about how the coach feels about the quarterback. We here in Chicago were actually hoping that, knowing that the Bears were in the market for a quarterback, whether it was in free agency or via a trade, I was hoping that Gruden was going to be willing to part company with Carr, and I would have preferred a Bears trade for Carr versus Foles. So I don't know. I mean, you guys could tell me how he is received in Las Vegas. But look, it's a horribly difficult position to play at a high level on a consistent basis. There's no question about that.
Adam's one of the beat writers. So what's the vibe you're getting, Adam? Will Derek Carr be available after this season?
It all certainly depends on how he plays this year. What they did, instead of moving on from Carr, they built weapons. They gave him everything he has, and they're saying, hey, it's your team this year. What do you got? And it's basically a year-long audition for Carr to see what he has. And I guess we'll find out. It might not be fair based on how this offseason has gone and not really being able to work with the new guys, but he's got everything he needs to succeed, and now it's his time to shine. But if we're talking about the Raiders, I'll ask you a question about the Bears, because they just put a number up, which I was very fascinated by. So I'll ask you, Nick Foles is a massive favorite to start week one. Should we bet on Trubisky as the underdog?
I would not. Look, I've been from day one. My perspective has been the following. If you made the trade for Nick Foles and you weren't going to play the long game and try to sign Andy Dalton, and once they drafted Joe Burrow, you kind of knew that they were going to release him, or you weren't interested in Cam Newton because you didn't know whether or not he was healthy, or you didn't want to get in the sweepstakes for Teddy Bridgewater. Whatever the case, there's a familiarity that exists with Matt Nagy and the new coaches on that offensive side of the football, that I believe that Nick Foles was the guy that they were focusing on all along. And I don't believe you give up a fourth-round draft pick and you pay a quarterback $21 million guaranteed and he has these connections to the existing coaching staff and sit him behind a quarterback that I don't believe the head coach believes in. So the moment the word came out that they were making the trade for Nick Foles, it was my speculation that it's Nick Foles' job to lose. And I think, actually, with the lack of you know, contact that the coaching staff has with the players at this point, I think that's advantage Foles versus advantage Trubisky, because I think Foles is more comfortable in this offense than Trubisky is.